Imagine standing in the heart of New York's financial district, where investment professionals huddle around conference tables, confronting an uncomfortable truth. The era of easy returns is over. This isn't just another market cycle. It's a fundamental shift in the investment landscape. For decades, investors enjoyed both the fruit, income, and watched the trees grow taller, capital appreciation. Now those trees have reached their maximum height, leaving only diminished fruit yields as return. We've effectively borrowed returns from the future through one-time windfall gains that cannot be repeated. This challenging environment stems from post-financial crisis slow growth and persistently low interest rates, creating a mathematical reality that's both simple and brutal. When discount rates approach zero, everything appears expensive. The core challenge for investors resembles the wisdom in the Serenity Prayer. Should you accept lower returns by moderating spending plans, or take more risk by moving into higher yielding but riskier investments? Few have shown the serenity to accept lower returns, while many have demonstrated the courage to change by taking more risk. This collective behavior reveals a lack of wisdom to know the difference, setting investors up for disappointment. The math is sobering. Individual retirement savers must nearly double their savings rates, from 8% to 15% annually, to achieve the same retirement outcomes in this low-return world. For better than 50-50 odds of reaching targets, savings may need to reach 20%. Meanwhile, university endowments accustomed to 5% annual spending must question whether they can maintain this rate when markets offer only 3% real returns. Even pension plans, despite favorable market conditions through the 2010s, saw funding ratios deteriorate significantly, with public plans falling from 102% funded in 2001 to just 72% by 2020. Every investment return can be deconstructed into components, starting with cash returns, the reward for time, plus various risk premiums. Cash returns, historically around 4%, have been near zero or even negative for years, a fundamental driver of today's investment challenges. The equity risk premium, historically delivering 5.3% real return globally, 1900-2020, now points to just 3.2% real return for U.S. equities going forward. Bond returns face similar headwinds. The century-long 1.8% annual premium of bonds over cash has compressed dramatically, with all three components of bond yields, inflation expectations, real short rates, and required risk premiums, near historical lows. This isn't a temporary phenomenon, but a structural condition affecting virtually all asset classes simultaneously. What about private markets? Many investors have fled to illiquid investments seeking higher returns. But careful analysis reveals surprisingly modest returns for the illiquidity risks taken. Contrary to expectations, more liquid REITs have historically outperformed illiquid private real estate investments, 7% versus 4% compound return over cash. The apparent advantages of private assets often stem from their lack of mark-to-market pricing, which artificially lowers measured risk and flatters diversification potential. As Keynes noted in 1938, the absence of visible price fluctuations doesn't make investments safer. While traditional assets offer muted prospects, style premia strategies present an often overlooked opportunity. These systematic approaches, value, momentum, carry, and defensive, have historically generated positive returns across multiple asset classes, time periods, and specifications. Value investing identifies assets trading below their fundamental worth. Momentum strategies buy recent winners and sell losers. Carry strategies earn positive income differentials over time. And defensive approaches exploit the surprising outperformance of boring assets relative to speculative ones. The negative correlation between value and momentum strategies, often near minus 0.5, makes them excellent portfolio complements. What makes these approaches particularly valuable in today's environment is their potential for diversification. Combining four styles across four asset classes can potentially quadruple Sharpe ratios from 0.2 to 0.8. A century of data confirms these benefits. Single-style strategies averaged 0.4 Sharpe ratios, multi-style composites reached 0.8, and comprehensive composites achieved 1.5. Yet most investors talk diversification but walk concentration, with portfolios still dominated by equity market risk. Successful risk management isn't about minimizing risk, but embracing the right risks while protecting against those that threaten survival. While diversification, hedging, and insurance form the foundation, implementation requires careful consideration of costs and trade-offs. The debate about tail risk protection illustrates these trade-offs. Put options provide reliable protection, but at a significant cost that erodes long-term returns. Historical data shows that put buying strategies generate negative long-run returns due to the persistent volatility risk premium. In contrast, trend-following strategies have delivered positive long-term returns while still providing valuable tail protection during market crashes. Beyond traditional measures, sophisticated investors must consider multiple risk dimensions: multi-factor exposures, sensitivity to interest rates, credit spreads, liquidity conditions, investor-specific preferences, asymmetric loss aversion, liquidity needs, operational risks, and fundamentally unmeasurable uncertainties where probability distributions cannot be known. Regular stress testing against both historical scenarios and hypothetical events helps identify vulnerabilities while maintaining the ability to generate required returns over full market cycles. ESG investing has transformed from niche approach to mainstream practice, with over 3,000 institutions controlling 100 plus trillion in assets signed on to responsible investment principles. This evolution has progressed from simple negative screening, avoiding sin stocks, to comprehensive integration of environmental, social, and governance factors into fundamental analysis. The impact on financial performance remains actively debated. ESG proponents point to companies like Tesla and Unilever as examples of strong ESG performers delivering market-beating returns. Traditional finance theory suggests that any constraint should mathematically reduce the opportunity set and potentially harm returns. These perspectives can be reconciled by considering the transition timeline. During early ESG adoption, identifying mispriced risks and opportunities can potentially generate alpha. But as markets mature and ESG factors become fully priced, returns may normalize. Empirically, governance signals consistently show positive correlation with performance across studies and time periods. Environmental and social impacts show mixed results, varying by sector, time period, and region. As standardized reporting frameworks, improved data quality, and sophisticated analytics continue to evolve, ESG considerations are becoming increasingly embedded in mainstream investment analysis rather than remaining a separate specialty approach. The most justifiable approach in this low-return environment may be maintaining a broadly similar portfolio as in normal times, sticking with long-term strategies while accepting lower returns, reducing waste, and investing efficiently. Good long-term investing principles matter more in challenging environments. Thoughtfully selecting return sources based on realistic beliefs, appropriately sizing risks, investing strategically with minimal tactical timing, diversifying boldly, executing cost-effectively, and governing well. The path forward requires balancing humility about what we can control with confidence in sound processes. Investment outcomes depend on both skill and luck, with luck often dominating short-term results. A serene mindset helps investors become more patient and consistent, essential qualities when navigating the investment desert of low expected returns. Remember, a strategy is only good if you can stick with it through the inevitable dry spells.